You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Heading down south to Homestead, where Coach Phillip Simpson, if you remember, standout athlete at Southridge, great football player, great wrestler. Then he returns and he coaches. He's been the coordinator the last couple of years at Southridge. And then all of a sudden the Homestead job opened up, and it was a great opportunity for Coach Simpson to get, you know, to get his head coaching duties in there and get some of that experience. And he certainly landed in a great spot, and we're so happy to have him on. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
This is it's big for you because you're a down south guy. You know, I mean, so you knew growing up, South Dade kids, Florida City kids, you know, Naranja, all those areas down there. So, and you knew what type of athletes, because Southridge had comparable kids. I mean, they had the kids from South Miami Heights and Goulds and that entire area, that whole down south. All the kids are basically the same. They're athletic. They're tough. They back down off of nobody. Talk about when you had an opportunity to go to Homestead, which was a natural rival for you. I mean, not the biggest, but still a natural rival. What was going through your mind, taking that job when you were at your dream school, Southridge?
Well, you know, it's never easy walking away from something you established, being at your home school and have success as a player and also as a coach. But when opportunities like this come up, you know, Homestead being a great location. I mean, that school, if you look at it across the board, I mean, how many schools from Homestead working your way up to the north end of Miami? I mean, we've had kids that's from that Florida City community, reaching out, playing for other programs. So to tap into that Florida City Homestead area was huge for me in terms of making that decision, because, I mean, it's tons of athletes down there. Those kids come from a background where it's really important for them to understand the athletic and academic aspect of it, because for a lot of those kids, you're talking about second and third chances in life. So you're talking about kids who really playing for something. You know, when you talk about football and passion. So, you know, it was a great opportunity to get down there and get in that school. And a lot of athletes come out of that area. So I think it was a great fit, and I'm very excited.
And also, you take a look at the past coaches like Coach Ward and also Coach McCray, who've had, you know, who obviously had to rebuild that program, because, you know, Homestead has a lot of athletes, but at the same time, either they graduate or lose kids to other schools. You take a look at what you came into. Now, you obviously know what rebuilding is and how to do it. Talk about what you found when you got there. Were you surprised at how much talent, or did you already know that?
Well, I tell you what, when I walked into the school, you know, I visited Homestead High School one time my entire life. My nephew Frank Newman played there years ago with Armand Lane, and right. I went to go there. That's the one and only time I've been to that school. So I didn't know much in terms of facilities and, you know, everything they had going. But when, now that I walk in that building a few weeks ago, you know, great weight room space, good practice field, all the equipment and being right by it. I mean, they got the facilities, they got everything in place. You're just talking about fine-tuning a few things. You're talking about bringing pride back to the school. You're talking about winning your community back. I mean, it's a quick turnaround in terms of success. You know, it's a great opportunity to see that program really take off. I walked in there, and, you know, you see kids who are hungry, who want to win. You see a young group. You know, we don't have that many seniors at all, you know. And, you know, my first team meeting, it was low numbers. I mean, the first team meeting, we was in there with 20, 22 kids. Now we're in practice right now with 49, 50 kids. Wow. So, I mean, the kids are excited, and they're very excited for this opportunity to be successful and represent the Bronco Nation.
No doubt. Coach Phillip Simpson is our guest, head coach at Homestead. Spent a long time at Miami Southridge, was an outstanding football player. And you were one of the guys that could be that role model for the community. You were a good student. You went to a really good college. You played multi-sports. You were one of those guys that never gave anybody any trouble. You went about your business. Talk about that, because I think that may be the most important part of your role during the first year, not so much as the X's and O's, but leading by example and what you did and where you've come in your life.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one thing about this program, you know, is I want to implement tough, right? I want to implement. I always preach to the kids, you know, you have that wolf. You got the wolf on top of the mountain that's already full and he's comfortable sleeping. And then you got that wolf that's climbing the hill and he's trying to take everything that that comfortable wolf got. And I'm trying to implement that toughness, because as a player and as a coach, I always talked about being mentally and physically tough. In terms of program, you know, with me, I preach to the coaches and I tell myself, you know, I want mentor first, coach second. I can coach a coach. I cannot coach character. I can't coach an adult to be a better adult. You know, you are who you are. And I'm a firm believer in that. So for me, it's mentor first, coach second. In terms of students, I want a student first. I want a young man first, athlete second. And if we put that in place and keep our kids at home, that alone, we already off default a playoff team and being competitive, because it's enough right there in our own backyard. We don't have to dap around and do things. You know, we have enough in our own backyard. We're a big community down there in the Homestead, Florida City area. My background is nonprofit, working with kids, became a foster parent. I do a lot of community-based stuff. That is my calling card. That's my first nature. That is who I am. So instead of actually trying to do something, you know, the coaching thing just so happened to come on the back end. My intentions in life is to reward and bless kids with opportunities and do what I can to make them successful. So with us, it's all about community-based services. The program is going to build. We're getting a brand new weight room inside there. Nice. We're upgrading the facilities, remodeling the training room. I mean, we just restructuring this entire school for the greater.
And obviously, too, the fact that the kids come in, there are a lot of them are not they, and I guess we see this, discipline is huge, and you've seen that in your travels, mm-hmm. just in the job line of work that you do, discipline is just, I mean, these kids are not taught very well when they're younger. There's never, you know, if there's not a male influence at home, they suffer. Because they kind of like, you know, they run roughshod, and I've seen it a lot. Talk about that, because there's got to be, I mean, and you see it at youth football, where mom and grandma are often the ones taking the youngster to practice every day, and they're not using them as babysitters. They're staying right there, making sure that if they put the time in to practice, that on Saturdays they get to get in games. That's the type of parent that we need, and no matter what area it is, because oftentimes, and you've been around it long enough, you see that these parents use the youth footballs as babysitters. They just they have no idea what their kid goes through. That's a great importance to me, because I think that you develop character by somebody being in your corner at all times and giving you a lot of self-esteem. Talk about that.
Well, you know, for us, just an example of some of the things that we do, and I have a great staff that, you know, that you know, I work hand-to-hand with. We do what we call a pulse check. You know, pulse check, we identify, you know, 5 to 7 kids a week, and we, whether it's some disconnect, some form of, you know, you can identify something is there, we actually pull those kids in the office one at a time with the entire staff, and we dive into his personal situation if he's willing to open up and have that conversation. We try to dive in and figure out what's going on. For an example, without naming a kid, we had a kid with an unfortunate situation at home. Now we got our defensive coordinator, our DB coach, and we got other coaches stepping in, helping this kid with services at home in terms of, you know, ensuring that the kid is safe and in a healthy situation. So a lot of times coaches got to step in and understand that they're mentors. They're not here to coach. You're here to guide a kid in life. Football just so happened to be that driving tool to get them out of here. But we're here to prevent kids. I jokingly tell my kids all the time, my job, I'm trying to make you not rob me at the gas station in 20 years. You know, and they always laugh. And I say, look, it's important that these guys understand the mindset that we're trying to instill into these young men. And so for us, you know, just getting in there, we get into the homes. We got our staff. We go to Boston Market, buy dinners. We go into our kids' home and have dinners with the family, get to know the family. So the key word is investing. You have to get the families invested. You have to get the parents invested. Get the kids invested. The coaches have to get invested into the kids. You know, a lot of disconnect with kids transferring and jumping around because there's no investment. The only time the coach talks to the parent is when they tell them to come play for me because I can send you D1. And that's the craziest thing you ever hear, right? And so for me, it's all about investing, investing, investing. So I always preach about, you know, let's invest into the home, let's invest into the parents, let's invest into the kid and get to know them. So, you know, we could develop that relationship, because if you get the moms and dads and the grandparents, like you say, involved, you'll be surprised what they turn around and give you back. It's just a simple knock on the door or a phone call away that a lot of the, you know, a lot of people don't take that initiative.
No
doubt. So it's really important that we reach out and make that connect.
Well said. Coach Philip Simpson, new head coach at Homestead High School. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Enjoy these first couple of weeks and as you ease into it. And I have no doubt that this program over the next couple of years will be strong and will take on the look of the coach. Thanks so much again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Buckle prep.
Good stuff. Coach Philip Simpson.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.